Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What is a part of reality, though?
Real football.
Real football. Real football. Real football players. Real coaches. Not this video game crap that's going to be going on next week. But it is the Detroit Lions. And as we inch closer and closer to the end of the month, which means the start of training camp. And in fact, I believe it's the 20th. It is a mere 8 days away for rookies.
Ooh, Dallin Park.
Wow. Yeah, rookies report. And I've got a couple of questions for you. Two of them. Who needs to have the breakout season this year for the Detroit Lions? And which Lion has the most at stake this year?
I mean, I think it's, in my mind, I think it's obvious, and the answer is the same for both. It's J-Mo.
So,
because if he doesn't have that breakout season, he's not getting that extension or whatever, you know, the rookie's getting. He might even be gone after this year if he's, you know, whatever.
What? This is year three.
I know, but if he's not good this
he'll
year,
he'll be here for year four.
You could cut him.
He's going to be good enough to maintain. They may not pick up his fifth year option, okay. But he's not going anywhere.
Okay. I hope you're right.
If you go on those terms, sure, J-Mo has as much at stake as anybody.
Right.
I think for the team, he's the one that you would say needs to have that breakout season.
Yes.
Because you're. They didn't do anything at the wide receiver position to address the loss of Josh Reynolds. And is it a great loss? Probably not. He had some big catches. It's had a big drop at the end of the year.
Two, yeah.
But they really didn't do anything to sit there other than say his production, Josh Reynolds' production, needs to be covered up. Some in regards to LaPorta, we expect him to do more. Jahmyr Gibbs, we expect him more in the passing game. But it's really going to be Jameson Williams. And then after that, you're looking at, is it Donovan Peoples-Jones as the next guy in line? And then what happens, because if you've watched the receiver series, mm-hmm. Amon Ross St. Brown, as we all know, and I kind of forgot how much, you know, they were able to do without him in the lineup last year. But if he goes down, what's the answer? It has to be Jameson Williams.
Yes.
As wide receiver one, And then it bumps everybody up, obviously, another spot, and Donovan Peoples-Jones needs to have a much bigger role. So is Donovan Peoples-Jones expected to do more of what Josh Reynolds did, be a possession receiver on third downs, get those, you know, the big target on third downs?
He better, because if he's not, they could be in a heap of trouble there.
The guy that I think has the most at stake is Derek Barnes. He is actually in the final year of his contract.
Okay.
And he's a guy, because they went out last year, obviously drafted Jack Campbell. They've got Alex Anzalone. Anzalone is going into the second year of a three-year deal. Mm-hmm. But Derek Barnes on the final year of his contract, and he had a big moment at the end of the year there in the Rams playoff game.
Right, he made up for his bad moment in Dallas.
Right. Is a guy that needs to play extremely well to be able to even have a football life here in Detroit past this season, if that's what he wants. I mean, I think he'll still have a spot on an NFL roster.
Yeah.
But this is the opportunity for him to solidify one of those strong, those outside linebacker spots with this team.
I think that's a great choice.
No, Barnes is a good candidate. Joseph, obviously. I was so disappointed in Joseph last year. Like, I thought he was going to make a major impact, and it just didn't happen. Doesn't mean that it can't happen this year. Let me throw another name at you guys, and it's a little bit different. How about Aleem McNeil?
100%.
I mean, I'm kind of looking at this right now as this is the last year. If he grows one more notch, and people are anticipating that, like, people, there's a lot of national, like, hype out there about him and what he can do for this team this year. But guess who's going to get paid?
Yes.
This might be the last year that this, you can keep as much of this together as possible. And I don't know if Aleem McNeil has that season that some people think. Like, if he exceeds expectations, if the Lions can afford to keep him.
I think he has a lot at stake. And I don't think it's necessarily, you know, he doesn't qualify as the breakout year, because we saw last year was that year. It was 2 years ago in the Meadowlands, where he was able to be a part of a defense that stopped Saquon Barkley. And that's where we kind of thought, all right, here we go. Run stopper. Let's see if we can get some pass rush production out of him. Here's where I think he has a big year and may become unaffordable from the Lions, is he is going to be sitting next to DJ Reader, who can put pressure on a quarterback, is quick off the ball. He's a big-time run stopper, but they can do more with those two guys inside to free either one of them up to get after the passer. You also have Aiden Hutchinson, who I think it takes another step. But the guy that I think, and I do want to get back to Aleem McNeil, Marcus Davenport, a ton at stake this year. He's on a one-year prove-it deal, which we've seen a ton of these from Brad Holmes. I think playing opposite Aiden Hutchinson is going to be a huge benefit for Marcus Davenport. I think having Aleem McNeil and DJ Reader inside is going to be a huge benefit for Marcus Davenport. The only thing that Marcus Davenport has to do, because I think he could be very productive on the field, only thing he's got to be concerned about is staying healthy.
Yeah, your term, availability.
Yeah.
And if he's available, he should be really good.
It should be really good. And 1 year deal, former first round pick. He's starting to travel around. This is his next stop. And if it doesn't happen here in Detroit, doesn't mean it can't happen somewhere else. But
yeah,
you start moving around the NFL and you're not long for it.
And he has his, you know, Aaron Glenn, who he played under, basically, you know, in New Orleans.
Yeah.
He was there. So,
but Aleem McNeil, here's what I really can appreciate about the Detroit Lions and how they conduct business and how they have relayed that message to agents as well as players. Let's not negotiate in the media. We heard it from Jared Goff, and we heard it from Brad Holmes, that they weren't going to negotiate this in the media. When asked about it, they were very respectful about both sides.
Correct.
And we had really no idea. We thought that, you know, Penei Sewell and especially Amon-Ra St. Brown were going to get deals done, but that was all very quiet, very behind closed doors. And then all of a sudden, right before the draft, we hear this. Aleem McNeil is the guy that is next in line for one of these contracts, because he is entering, he doesn't have that fifth year option. He is entering the final year of his contract.
Correct.
Is it possible, And there's a lot of things that are possible because of the way that they conduct business behind closed doors, that they have had discussions with Aleem McNeil. But Aleem McNeil is betting on himself. Says, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and play this year out. Maybe they've offered him a contract. And he has said, I'm going to play this year out. I'm betting on myself. One, I'm staying healthy. I'm going to have a career year going into free agency next year. And then I'm going to force you to either put the franchise tag on me, pay me what I'm due, or I get to hit the free agent market and probably set the market again.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, and you know what? And that'll be his breakout.
Right. That would be the breakout, but I don't see him as a guy that's going to have the breakout season for what he did last year. What I'm talking about is he is a guy with a ton at stake.
Right. Cheddar.
Yeah. Because, yeah, Jetta make it all better.
Yes.
And when you're talking about a guy going into free agency, which we saw with Christian Wilkins this year, we saw with a number of different guys and the defensive tackle position, and Chris Jones, who was able to stay in Kansas City, there's great value in that. And if you have a guy that can show he can press, you know, he can push the pocket up the middle and he can be a dominant run stopper, he gets to free agency and look out. So there's a lot at stake for him this year.
And they have to figure out, you know, while they, you know, negotiate behind the scenes with McNeil, if they're doing that, the following year, Aiden's going to come up and, you know, it goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
But then the cap goes up and up and up, too.
Well, where does Reeder fit into this, too? It's kind of interesting. His deal was 2 years.
Right.
So if McNeil leaves, you've still got Reeder for one more. Mina Kimes did her underrated offseason free agent signings yesterday, and Reeder was one of her three.
Yeah.
As long as he stays healthy.
Just get healthy.
Yeah, he's the first one that I think creates impact over Davenport. I just can't buy it. You get to a point with health, I just got to see it.
That's why I think he's got a ton at stake. Because if he can't stay healthy, then you run the risk of, is anybody else going to really take a chance on this guy? Because he's proven over 3-4 years that he can't stay healthy.
And Reeder has a problem staying healthy too, but he's been in the league long enough. Where
not the same though,
no,
as
I
Davenport.
Right.
And you know, Davenport, it's like if I were to think, okay, how does he have an impact this year? Who was that guy they signed last year? He was here for about 3-4 weeks, and he had some pressure in New Orleans.
Oh, Irvin?
Yeah.
Bruce Irvin. Right?
Yeah. He'll have, like, Davenport will have a spot impact, and that's it.
We have some ticket text. I think Brian Branch will be an all-pro safety this year.
It's possible.
Levi Onwuzurike. He has to have a good season. It's been 3 seasons of off-season hype, and with no actual production attached, he has to figure it out this year. Well, first of all,
he's got to have a good training camp.
Yes, he's got to talk about health again with him, number one. Number two, there really hasn't been any hype for him whatsoever in this whole, you know, time here.
Well, but he was a second-round pick.
Yeah, but there was no, oh, we got this Levi Onwuzurike guy. No, you know, gas bags on the radio ripping the pick.
That would be me. Yes. Who got no email last night. Thank you.
I do. Yes, I know. I do remember that. He has to figure it out this year. Look, he actually showed some improvement towards the end of last year when he was able to play. Pascal's in the same situation, only a year younger.
Right. Yeah. But what we heard from Onwuzurike was that Brad Holmes actually wanted to trade up back into the first round to get him.
Ugh.
Got him in the second round and has just been ineffective.
Because he's been unavailable,
yeah.
To use your word. I think Jameson Williams is going to have a breakout year with Amon-Ra getting the coverage. I see him freeing space up for Williams to do work. I also think he is the most at stake, too. He needs to prove himself 3 years in to solidify his position or if it's time to move on. That's what I said. I think J-Mo is the answer to both of the questions.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.